The Real BS Show coming at you on a beautiful Thursday. What's it, May 2nd? May 2nd? Yeah. Okay, let's listen to this. I got a story to tell you about this band. This was Alive and Kicking. It's the name of the band.
Right.
When we came from Florida, we went to New York City, and we played at a place called Ungonals. And it was a place where a lot of major people, music people, hung out. It's right. Just a hangout. Well, this band it sold a million records, so they had a press party for them. And we were the only band there. And we played for these guys, you know, before and during and whatever after, Alive and Kicking. And they never played a thing. They just was partying, you know, that was right. Their thing. But it was a big deal for us anyways, you
right.
know.
And there was a lot of famous people there,
yeah,
weren't there?
Felix Pappalardi was the producer for Cream, and he was friends with the drummer.
In your band, he was the friend with your drummer in your band, yeah.
Cubby McDonald, and because they went to college together or something. And matter of fact, I think we stayed at his place at Greenwich Village while we were up there, because we were there for quite a while. And we kept playing there. And I don't know, it was quite an experience. It was an ugly experience. I'd never, ever want to live in New York City.
Right, right.
Whew, what a mess. But that was back then. It's even worse now. So,
right.
Wow, it was something. But anyways, that was... quite a story. I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
I was doing a little deep dive into them. They were like, this is their one hit they hit. And it's like,
yeah, one hit wonder kind of band.
Isn't that crazy though? They had a good catalog of music for being a pop rock group, you know, but it's just shocking that they didn't make more hits. It's just,
yeah.
Isn't that weird how the industry works?
Yeah, I don't know. They had all the connections, I know that, but.
Right.
Well, who knows? It's a lot more than just music, you know,
right.
In the business.
I'm sure that I mean, if I remember correctly, there's like the band kind of broke up afterwards. They weren't as cohesive.
Well,
before.
To me, they're probably either drugs or alcohol or something. You know, they got sidetracked and just lost it all. So And not me. We kept working hard, and got nowhere.
Right. Right.
I ended up in the Army, matter of fact. Yeah. They drafted me.
Yeah. But you guys were close at one point. You know, if, let's say the Vietnam War was not going on, I'm sure if you had another 1 or 2 years kicking the tours around.
Well, we had an offer from Capitol Records, and we had an offer from, I think it was Vanguard or something like that. And Alvin Lee put up $10,000 for us to go into a studio and make a really nice recording.
Right.
And that's when the draft board was after me. And they said, either you go in the Army or you're going to jail.
Oh, wow.
I says, well, I guess you guys win. And the other guys said, well, that's enough of that. And they split up. And the guitar player went back to Florida, and the drummer went back to Titusville or wherever. I think he's in Hawaii now.
Oh, wow.
And Pete Peterson died. So
right.
He's in the grave. But crazy, crazy way things happen. It just... Whew. But it's something to talk about, you know, think about. And somehow right. I'm still here, so
right,
doing nothing.
You're still playing bass, though. That's the key part here.
Yeah, you know? Just kicking. For fun, you know, having some fun. Yeah, we'll get it going. The Too Dumb to Quit Band. We're gonna be real popular pretty soon. just with the name.
Yeah,
you know, that gets it. People's attention right away. So we kind of nailed it there.
Right, right.
So the business cards or whatever, and even on the flyers, when we play someplace, we make a flyer. It says, old enough to know better, and then a big letter, too dumb to quit. It catches people's attention. But it's fun. If it's fun, do it, you know. We've got the sound system streamlined, so we don't have to carry so much equipment. You know?
And that's key to it, because, you know, before in your old bands.
What a difference.
Yeah. In the old bands you used to play in, I remember helping you guys bringing the stuff in. I'm thinking, wow, you guys have a lot of equipment you have to bring in, a lot of setup, a lot of teardown.
Yeah, terrible.
And it's a long night, you know.
Been doing that for 50 years or more.
Yeah, and you make it light. And I think you guys said you were going to do one amp together.
One amp runs the whole shebang.
That makes a lot of difference.
8-channel or 12-channel mixer is real small. It's not big.
And just mix it all into one.
Yeah, and plug the bass into that and plug the guitar into that, right. The microphones into that. And if we have a drummer, fine. If we don't, that's fine too.
Right.
We can do it without the drummer. So it's taking shape. It's coming together. And we got two speakers, no, 15 and a horn, maybe twice that.
Right.
But we situate them in such a way that we can hear the front system, so we don't need monitors.
Right, yeah.
We just hear what's coming out the front speakers.
Right.
And that's all we need, you know, and works perfectly. So I don't want to give too much away.
No, but that's, you know, that's the kind of like the, what they call the inside, you know, all game kind of going on. You know, you guys got it down pat. That's the key to it. I mean, this day and age, most people are bringing too much, and you guys are trying to be lightweight.
And that's,
I think, a wiser idea.
They'll figure it out sooner or later. But, you know, the effects are built in the boards now. So,
sure.
And they work fine. They really do work fine.
And nowadays, it's so easy to record music. You know, this is where I think most people don't realize that are musicians, how easy it is to record music nowadays. You know, we did that with the Distance Band, you know, with you, Mike, and Gary.
That was a good learning experience, at least for me anyways.
I've recorded other music artists in the studio here, and that enlightened me, thinking, boy, we can just easily wrap up songs so quick. We can edit them on the spot and just clean it up, and then less takes. You just need to, if you mess up here in this one spot, you can just redo that section instead of the whole song.
Yeah.
And it makes life so much easier. People just took that and just ran with it, they could make beautiful music all the time, because people are doing that on the internet. Like, there's so many new artists out there.
Well, that's because everybody's BSing everybody else, and everybody's trying to make a buck and, you know, blah,
but that's
blah,
like the same old thing, though. It's the same old thing that happened back in the 60s, 50s, and so on. But I think... going lightweight, and this is kind of like some of the songs I picked today. I think are lightweight songs. They didn't bring a bunch of stuff, and they just kind of are chilling. Could be just a piano and a singer. Could just be maybe five members in a band, but they're all lightweight and bringing their equipment, and it has more of a natural feel to the songs instead of the studio version. And I think that's where, if you can bring that to a live performance and start going more minimalist in a lot of the equipment you're bringing, it can actually bring out the beauty of the song. I don't know. That's just
more
me.
About the talent than it right. is about the equipment.
Right, right, right.
So, okay, well, I don't know what you brought, so I haven't.
And Bill does not know. I actually have.
This is a big surprise to me. Yeah. So, let's hear some of the stuff you brought.
Okay. This is a one that might shock some people. Most people might know who Will Smith is. You know, he's in some controversy for slapping a guy and some
is
awards.
Is that her dad?
Yeah. But this artist here is Willow.
Oh, was he a singer? Or
no, he kind of. He did some music, but her mother is also a musician. But I'm going to tell you right now, this girl has talent, this Willow Smith. She's not your, you know, some people are like, you know, they're Nepo babies and just get famous because their parents are famous. But this girl, you know, this woman, she's literally like very talented. You could tell she had singing lessons. She brought in superb musicians that are like top of the field session artists. And, you know, by their own name and right, they could be famous. Like the drummer, she's extremely famous. The bassist is famous. The pianist is famous. You know, and so on. And I think, you know, this is one of those situations where you hear the music and think, wow, this is talent, you know? So that's why I kind of wanted to showcase this one. because it's one of those ones where people might just kind of just, that's someone's famous child, but in her own right, she's making her own way and writing her own music.
Well, we shall see, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And you know.
Yeah, but was she ever on Ed Sullivan?
No, that's the point, yeah.
That's no good.
If only you could take a time machine back to, what, 1970s and 60s. Yeah.
Well, Ed, he drank himself to death.
Yeah,
so.
And smoked, yeah.
Yeah, drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
It kind of brings back memories you think about. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I remember going to restaurants, and they'd have a smoking section and a non-smoking section. And
well, before that, they didn't have any. You could smoke, eat wherever you wanted.
Right,
you know,
right.
There was no sections. Then they made sections. Now it's totally
They can't do it at all.
Kicked out. Period.
But what I find funny is even when they had the smoking and non-smoking sections, that really the smoke still would come over to the non-smoking sections. It's kind of an ironic thing that they try to separate it, but.
Government at its finest. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, you know, it should be up to the owners of the restaurant, you know.
Well, you know, there's some places in Pennsylvania where you can go to the bar and eat some food and smoke.
It's got to be a bar, yeah. It's got to be a club or something.
You have to be over 21, can't come in there. And it's like,
those are dropping fast, too.
That's true, you know. But I just remember the times, you know, you could smoke on an airplane, you could smoke, you know, back before 9/11, you could even go all the way down to the terminal to see your relatives off. When I was a young kid, my father had to go to a business trip. And I remember going all the way down to the terminal and watching his plane take off, you know. And, you know, that's not anymore.
Can't even get close anymore, yeah.
They give you a free prostate exam at the airport now. So I don't know. I just, I think we lost a lot of liberties out of this, you know, a lot of our rights are being tramped on, but that's besides the point. Yeah. What I'm getting at is you know, there's a lot of musicians out there that are really talented, and
everywhere. Yeah,
maybe we should just carry on. We'll play a few more of our songs.
Okay, you're in charge here.
Yeah, maybe
you the boss.
When you drove me home, got too faded, enraged you. Had nothing to say when I split. Try to call you, you don't answer your phone. You're the only, only, only. I guess I was wrong to assume. Inside, I knew who I hadn't decided. So I tried to hide it. Say I never wanted, I never wanted this for us. I'm always acting tough, close my heart and I starve the love, you know I never wanted, I never wanted this for us. Ooh. Poor patience over me while my
So this is, again, this is Willow Smith.
Willow?
Willow, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Her father's Will Smith. He's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You ever remember that TV show?
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, he was the young guy that was on there, his lead actor. Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
His daughter here. anywho, this is this next one that's coming up is a new song that she hasn't even released yet. And this came off fresh yesterday. I heard it, and I'm just flabbergasted at, you know, the music, and I really personally enjoyed this next one the most, and that's kind of why I wanted to include it. But you know, it's kind of, I guess, rude to not showcase the other songs she had, because she has a lot of other hits, you know. But
well, I wouldn't know it.
Right,
I'm living up in the woods there, I don't hear nothing.
But this is where, you know, people, you know, say music's kind of dead, and it's like, nah, I don't know. I think it's just too, there's so much out there, it's hard to sift through it all. I think that's the big problem. And so some ways
have you been to McDonald's lately? You hear that crap that's on there?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah.
Man, how could you ever put something like that on, expect people to eat?
But who's picking that music? That's what I'm curious
about.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Would you call it pop music?
Yeah, I call it. Well, it's pop music. Yeah, it is. It's the truth. It's what's popular at the time.
Holy cow! That was. I mean, just today when we were there, holy smokes! It was. There's
an app that lets you listen to find out what song it is. It's called Shazam. You just push a button on your phone and it can pick up what song it is. And
I don't care what song. But it is.
That way you know what music you don't like. That's
stay
okay
away to, from. Yeah. That's all right. I don't buy nothing anyway. So.
No, neither do I. You know, we are the product. No, but there's a lot of good music out there, Bill. That's what I'm trying to promote. You know, that there's talented musicians out there, and it's not just, this is not electronic music. This is like, these are actual humans playing this stuff, you know, they're coming up with it. And I think that's the true talent that we're seeing. And a lot of with this computer generated stuff that's coming out that they'll call AI, which is not AI. But the media will say it's AI generated music. That's not true. It's just computer generated music.
So what do they know?
Right. Well, that's the media always just throws these buzzwords in there that don't mean nothing. But there's actual musicians out there still performing, and they're just tight as hell performing, kind of like this, the beginning, Tighter, Tighter, you know, that song, you know. But there's how many more musicians like alive and kicking, you know, that are out there performing, and we just don't know about it.
Well, they got famous, got a big head, got drunk, got drugged,
right,
and
right.
Boom, that was the end of them.
Right,
and
right.
We're gone.
That's true. And after the Willow Smith one, when we're done with that, there's a guy that kind of went through that. We'll get to him afterwards. He kind of went through what you just mentioned, but somehow he was able to survive.
Yeah, well, talent can do that sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll finish off with some Willow Smith.
Okay.
Running, I'm a run, 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 I'm a run, 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 I'm a run, 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 I'm a run, I'll run forever, I'll run. I'm a running, I'm a run, 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 I'm a running.
BS show, you know that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Well, don't BS too long.
No.
People fall asleep.
No. You know, going back to how, you know, you were talking about how some bands just never got out of that hole of drugs and partying and alcohol.
Well, it's a big deal when you get famous, you know, that the whole world changes.
Right.
Changes big time.
It's right? It's not even the money. It's about how people treat you, I guess, from what I heard from some people telling me, is that they treat you different because you have money. And it goes to your head a little bit.
Some people treat you better, but some people treat you worse. So
right, right.
It's all
double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
that's why you know Gary Taylor, our guitar player.
Yeah,
he did not want any publicity. He did not want any fame or fortune or anything.
Right.
He just laid low, you know, and just did his thing.
Right.
And he was, I didn't quite understand it, but it all made sense after a while.
Right.
You know, I understand. I mean, third winningest coach in NCAA history, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And Division One, I mean, that's a big deal. But he said, nah, it's nothing, you know.
It is one of those things that is difficult to kind of, I could see where he's coming from. Because I'm the same kind of way. I wouldn't want people to know what achievements I might have had, because then it's kind of taken away from just being normal, I guess. The sense of normality. And I think if you become extremely famous, you kind of lose that. You can't just walk down the street anymore. You know, someone would say, oh, boo-hoo, woo's you, you picked this. But in some ways, wouldn't you want your sense of privacy still? Like, you know, I'm similar to you in a lot of ways. You like being out in the woods and away from kind of like the mass of people. And I'm similar to that. I like being away. I don't want to be in the spotlight. I want to be in the, I'd like to be out in the woods, in a tiny house, for instance.
Well, back in the day when I played music and we were really popular, you know, I had lots of friends.
Right.
Holy smokes, all the friends in the world.
Right.
But I really noticed it being the mayor. I had lots of friends.
Right.
Holy smokes. But as soon as you're not the mayor anymore, those friends are gone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. Right.
And, which, hey, that's okay, you know.
Right.
Good friends will stick around.
It's similar
all
to...
All the phonies will disappear.
It's similar to when I first remember I met you, it was when you were writing in the newspaper as the mayor. I was like, wow, this man is lining up with what I view as a correct way of doing things and how we do things and what you were writing.
Oh, in the mayor's chair.
Yeah, the mayor's chair, yeah. That was some great stuff that you wrote in there. And I think that's what we needed to hear. A lot of people probably didn't like hearing it, but that's the truth, you know?
Yeah, no, a lot of people commented and said they enjoyed it.
Right.
Whatever that
and
means.
And you kept it, you weren't vile or anything. You were laid back and just, in a lot of ways, you were like Ron Paul in a lot of ways, you know, in how he approached things, you know? He wasn't like evil and saying nasty things to people. He just was relaxed about it and told the truth. And we miss that in politics nowadays, but yeah, there's truth to that. I see a lot of, you know, famous artists fall off the band. There's a band I like that I won't mention their name, but they lost their guitarist. They kicked him out because he was on drugs all the time.
Yeah.
And that sucks because, you know, they were performing together for like 10 years and had multiple records, but they, you know, the guy was such in a down of the bottom of a pit that they're like, we can't tour with you anymore. We can't make albums with you anymore because you're just so destructive. And they're like, they just want to get together and perform.
Sounds like Keith Moon and The Who.
Yeah.
Same thing there.
Yeah.
I mean, he is such a nut job.
Right.
Finally, they just said, okay, that's it.
It's similar to the Beach Boys, you know, their lead singer and the songwriter. How he lost his mind, they just kind of like just get rid of him, you know. And but there's some people that do rise out of it. Like I look at Jason Isbell, and he went through alcoholism and other problems and marital problems, and he rose out of it, you know. And I'm not saying that you should always have pain, that an artist needs pain, but he was able to take that pain and suffering and put it into music. And I think that's where the beauty's at with music.
Well, with pain comes change, and, you know, that's probably what happened. And he just altered things around to suit himself better.
Right.
So,
it's
you got some of his music there?
Yeah.
Well, let's end the day with that.
Yeah.
It's too nice to be sitting in here. We got to go outside.
Yeah. Even though it's air conditioning in here and they have the AC going on, but we don't need it on. But
yeah, right. That sunshine sure does feel good out there.
Yeah.
So let's call it a day, and we'll see everybody next week. And I don't know. Enjoy, Jason Isbell.
Jason Isbell, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't recognize or know or remember, but I know he's good.
He had a lot of that one song that you liked, The Elephant, about cancer.
I don't think that's in this one. About his girlfriend or something.
Yeah, it was about cancer with his girlfriend, yeah. It was the elephant in the room, basically, yeah.
So okay, take it away.
You know what revolution means, and you know it's not. love is life alone. And I saw you in her daughter's eyes last night. She caught me in a lie. And I need you here to make both of us believe. But you're out behind the wheel, out time.